Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So, are you still on vacation, and where have you guys been? Did you take your dogs with you? Because today we have a sentence that's from a video that's called, Should You Let a Dog Lick Your Face? So, a lot of people could tell from my profile picture that I am a big fan of dogs. I'm a doggy lover for sure, and whenever they lick me, I melt right away. But this video suggests otherwise, so let's take a look. There's even some bacteria in dogs' mouths which are antibiotic resistant, meaning if it were to spread to humans, we would have trouble treating it. Bacteria
它的T-E 这边是发ear的音啊, R-I-A 这边也是发ear, bacteria. 那这边列出了三个定义上很像的单字, 第一个是bacteria, 就是细菌。 细菌呢, 它是单细胞的有机体, 可是呢, 有些住在身体里面的细菌是好的, 像是益菌啊, 这样子。 那再来还有germs, 指的是病菌的意思, 那我们的免疫系统呢, 会阻止, 就是阻挡大部分的病菌。 再来还有virus呢, 指的是病毒的意思, 那病毒呢, 就会攻击身体里的细胞, 像是艾滋病啊, 或是感冒, 都有可能是病毒感染所造成的。 再来我们来看antibiotic, Antibiotic呢, 指的就是抗生素的意思, 它的A是发and的音, antibiotic, 这边O是发R的音, 就是嘴巴有上下打开的感觉。 再我们来看resistant, resistant呢, 指的是抵抗的, 它的第一个S呢, 可以发Z的音, resistant, resistant, 那它的名词呢, 则是resistance, resistance, 也是指抵抗的意思。 那我们有时候在手表上面, 我们会看到water resistant, water resistant 呢, 是指可以抵抗水的意思, 那其实它这边通常都会加上一个几公尺深, 所以就是water resistant for 30 meters, 我们就可以说是, 它有防水, 那是在, 30公尺以上的深度呢, 都可以防水, 那可能超过这个30公尺, 因为压力的关系, 所以就没办法继续防水了。 那还有跟它长得很像的字呢, 则是resilient, Resilient 这个字好像上礼拜还是前几天就有讲到， 字典上可能会说是有弹性的， 那我这边喜欢把它翻成就是说有韧性的， 就是强韧的韧， Resilient。 那名词呢， 则是resilience， Resilience是韧性。 像我那时候的例句呢是说， Taiwanese people demonstrated great resilience during the Japanese colonization in 1895, 就是台湾人呢, 在日本殖民统治这一段时间, 1895年呢, 展现了非常强韧的韧性。 那这边会再列一个proof呢, 是要就是比较, 像刚刚water resistant呢, 是指可以抵抗水, 会有防水多深, 那waterproof呢, 通常都会指完全防水, 完全抵抗, 就是完全不怕水这样。 那或者像防弹的呢, 我们也可以说是bulletproof, 那bulletproof vest呢, 就是指防弹衣的意思。 那titanium这首歌, 就是有把这个bulletproof唱得很好听。 Anyways, 那我们再来看spread, spread呢, 指的是涂抹的意思, 像是he spread some peanut butter on the bread or on the toast, 他涂抹了一些就是这个花生酱呢, 在面包上, 或者在吐司上, spread, 他的EA呢, 是发微笑的嘴型, at的音。 再我们来看treat, treat呢, 指的是对待的意思, 像是我们可以说, when you find the love of your life, treat her well, 你如果找到了一生的挚爱呢, 你就要好好的对待她。 那或者是像我们Halloween最常讲的 trick or treat, 那这个treat呢, 就是指款待的意思哦, 那trick or treat就是说, 不给糖就捣蛋, 那我们这个treat也可以当做这边, 当动词用的话, 就可以说, 比如说, I will treat you to dinner because I was late, 我要请你吃这顿饭呢, 因为我迟到了。 那有一个跟它很像相反的呢, 就是retreat, 就是指 撤退的意思, 它这个撤退不只是用在比如说军队要撤退, 也可以说, we have a villa at the beach for summer retreat, 那什么叫做, 好像要从, 夏天来撤退呢, 其实就是有点像是避暑小屋啦, 这个句子的意思, 就是说我们在海边有一栋别墅呢, 可以拿来避暑这样子, but that's not true, that's not me, alright? So let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. There's even some bacteria in dogs' mouths which are antibiotic resistant, meaning if it were to spread to humans, we would have trouble treating it.
All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. And if you guys are interested, you could also share your doggy's photos in the comment section below. And I would love to see their beautiful smiles. So that's it for today. And Daniel will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye.